A year ago today, no one outside Tunisia had heard of Mohamed Bouazizi, but his suicide inspired an uprising, which ousted a dictator and in turn led to the Arab Spring. A year on, there's still turmoil across the Arab world, with no clear sign of when or how it will all end. Middle East correspondent Anne Barker looks back on a tumultuous year.
It all began with the death of a simple street seller in Tunisia. A year ago today, Mohamed Bouazizi had his vegetable cart confiscated by local officials. In protest, he set himself on fire and in doing so ignited not just himself, but a string of anti-government demonstrations that have transformed the Arab world. Within days, thousands of Tunisians were on the streets with the sudden courage to protest against corruption and repression and demand an end to the 23-year dictatorship of President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali. His offer to step down at the end of his term, along with sweeping concessions, wasn't enough to quell the unrest. The demonstrations continued, and by mid-January, Ben Ali fled the country. A few days later, protests erupted in nearby Egypt. In Cairo, Alexandria, Suez and elsewhere, massive crowds turned out to complain of the poverty and repression they'd endured for 30 years under Hosni Mubarak. 18 days later, they too were celebrating the demise of a dictator, with Mubarak gone and an interim military regime in its place. Very soon, the uprisings had spread across the Arab world to Libya, Yemen, Oman, Bahrain and Syria, with mixed results. Libya's dictator Muammar Gaddafi was eventually killed, but not before a bloody civil war that's left tens of thousands of Libyans dead. In Yemen, President Ali Abdullah Saleh has finally signed a deal to hand power to his deputy, with presidential elections planned in February, but protests there continue against an amnesty that would spare him from prosecution. In Bahrain, the Sunni-led regime has maintained power despite months of unrest that killed around 30 people, although King Hamad has vowed sweeping reforms. The biggest unknown is still Syria, where 9 months of anti-government protests are slowly giving way to armed conflict between security forces and defected soldiers who've joined the opposition. But President Bashar al-Assad earlier this month denied any responsibility for his government's actions and still refuses to step down. So where to from here? In Egypt, voters still have another round of elections to install a new democratic government, with early signs that Islamist parties will take the biggest share of power. And a year after Mohamed Bouazizi took his fateful stand, only Tunisia has so far made the transition to democracy. Voters there elected a new government in October, dominated by a moderate Islamist party, in a ballot most observers say were largely free and fair. This is Anne Barker reporting for AM.